Oopsie.
The Corpivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Mel Herbert here. Corpsey Podcast. Wow. I haven't done one of these in a couple of months, in fact. And the reason is COVID. You know, the reason for everything is COVID. When the pandemic started, we shifted all resources to doing live events, to writing a textbook chapter for Corpendium on COVID. Jess Mason and I did that, and that sucked up all of our time, and I just didn't have time to come back and do some Corpsey stuff. But things have settled down a little bit. We've got the chapter now being written by Crystal Ives and Britt Guest and a whole bunch of experts in the field, so it's now become a team effort, which is great. So we're taking a breath, and let's get back to this thing. I just want to do a real quick one for today, and we're going to bring in new voices as we go forward here. But I wanted to talk to you about a note that we got from a subscriber saying, we think that you've got one of your illustrations about hypokalemia wrong. Well, it turns out that we didn't, but that's okay. We love to get people's feedback, and even if there's a question, we want to just make sure and check it. But let's go over what are the EKG changes of hypokalemia. You might want to do it in your head right now. What are the EKG changes of hypokalemia? We talk about hyperkalemia all the time, obviously, very life-threatening. But severe hypokalemia can also be bad. You can die from it. You can have respiratory arrests and other things. So the classic thing is flattening and inversion of the T waves. So the T waves get flat and they can even become inverted in mild hyperkalemia. Then as it gets worse, you get QT prolongation. That's bad because that can result in arrhythmias. Then you can get a U wave and mild ST segment depression. A U wave occurs after the T wave. So it's another little humpy lump that can occur after the T wave. And that's generally indicative of pretty severe hypokalemia. So they're the EKG manifestations of hypokalemia that you want to think about. And you can go and check Corpendium and look at that image. And you can also remember do an image search. You can just search for hypokalemia under images and you can see that we've got a little illustration there. So there it is. Going to make this one short and sweet and remind you that, first of all, Corpendium exists. And we have an enormous amount of COVID-related materials, which are also free. The Corpendium chapter, lots of live events that we did, lots of other podcasts and stuff that we did. So you can go check it out at mrap.org. And there's a banner right up at the top of the page that takes you to our free resources for COVID-19. I'm recording this in mid-June, and we are not going to be out of this thing for quite a while. The big concern right now, obviously, is are we sort of in a lull because of temperature? And some recent papers that have just come out in the last week suggest that COVID-19 really is affected by high temperatures and high UV light. So this is about as good as it's going to get in terms of help from the weather. And I think this concern about a second spike in the fall when temperatures come down and people go back inside a lot, and apparently they're expecting a pretty bad flu season, it could be quite the spike. We could have a whole bunch of COVID spikes and flu spikes at the same time. So a lot of hospitals, a lot of public health systems are ramping up, getting ready, buying tremendous amounts of PPE, extra ventilators, not closing down their tents, because this could be coming back at us in a couple of months here. So I hope it's wrong, and I hope we get a vaccine soon. But it's unlikely to get it before the end of the year, and even that would be a major, remarkable, incredible milestone, faster than we've ever gotten a vaccine. But there is some vaccine candidates which are looking pretty good, so we'll see. So talk to you soon on Corpsey. Herbert out. Corpsey.
The Corpendium Podcast.
Part of MRAP.